time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'll let you in on a little secret. I don't relish the idea of going to a hospital or doctor or getting shots. Not that I never do, but it's usually last resort. After all, a lot of people who are in hospitals look sick. Sometimes they don't make it home. At first glance, this seems logical. Go into a hospital, lots of sick people, therefore going to a hospital must make you sick. Well, my negative view of modern medicine is not as logical as it sounds. The Latin phrase post hoc, ergo propter hoc, after the fact, therefore because of the fact, is fallacious logic. Now, hospitals, doctors, etc. begin to look good when one is facing a serious illness or bad injury. We all know the recent pandemic has halted life in its tracks for almost everyone and taken life from some. There's been some recent news about the rollout of the vaccine, some of it negative, mostly due to supply problems or distribution inefficiencies. So my wife and I had concluded we were unlikely to receive a vaccine until perhaps summer. About 2 weeks ago, we were given a chance. Our doctor called us to encourage us to give it a shot, so to speak. So we waited in line at the end of the day, and before we knew it, received our COVID-19 vaccine. We were almost giddy. Not only us, looking around the room, I could sense that everyone in the clinic seemed happy to participate on both ends. You could read the faces of those giving and receiving the vaccine, faces filled with hope. The clinic in the corner of St. Joseph Hospital felt more like the home team dugout during a World Series than a typical hospital ward. You could see the sense of importance in the eyes of those administering, giving the shots. Hope filled the air, and you could see it on the people's faces as they sat with sleeves rolled up and arms exposed. The medicine that entered each arm was far more than a chemical. It was a tonic, infecting every area of life, a lifeline thrown to a drowning person. It helped that everyone at the clinic seemed very focused and friendly at the same time. We've all heard of genius doctors who have no bedside manners or vice versa. I prefer both, thank you. Both were in ample supply at the vaccine clinic. The shots were administered rapidly without being rushed. People were treated respectfully without being patronized. Before I knew it, we were sitting in a recovery area for a few minutes, 6 feet from everyone else, then out the door. The shot hurt a little around the left arm area where I received it. So far, my symptoms have been nothing worse than a normal flu or tetanus shot, although they do say the second may hurt a little more. It's a small price to pay for a 95% chance of avoiding a deadly disease. So for all the naysayers and doomsday prophets around today, I say this. Let the fact that spring is just around the corner with its longer days, increase of warmth and sunshine, and the hope of a vaccine kindle a fire on the altar of our hearts. Life, not death, we'll have the final word, at least for most of us, at least for now. I tip my hat to all who made the clinic possible, to researchers, drug companies, doctors, nurses, hospital workers. A hearty thank you. May your service be ample reward, but add to it this patient's sincere thank you. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.